Petty Officer Mason Congleton, and this is Radio Gitmo News. Some news from around the fleet. U.S. Air Force, U.S. Navy, and Republic of Korea Air Force came together as part of Exercise Freedom Shield 2025. Korean and American Lightning II variants trained together as part of the joint exercise, showcasing the ability to respond to a wide range of threats, participating in both dynamic targeting and aerial refueling training. Other exercises as part of Freedom Shield 2025 include U.S. and Korean Marines performing joint drill operations together with a focus on combined operations, company-level tactical operations, and mountain warfare. Lastly, General Xavier T. Brunson, Commanding General of the United Nations Command, Combined Forces Command, and the United States Forces Korea, met with the Acting President of the Republic of Korea, discussing the importance and progress of Freedom Shield and the future of joint Republic of Korea-U.S. operations. In other news from around the fleet, recently released AllNav 024/25 outlines social media guidance for uniformed service members of the Department of the Navy. This guidance seeks to help service members govern the expression of opinions and the traditions and norms of military service in the digital age. All sailors and Marines active on social media should take time to read up on all relevant guidance to make sure that anything they may post remains in good taste and that communication reflect only their personal views and do not necessarily represent the views of the Department of the Navy, Department of Defense, or the United States. That's all for Radio Gitmo News. I'm Petty Officer Mason Congleton.